How old are you, David?
27.
When did you first come to the United States?
Around about 1951.
Where were your parents born?
Well, my father, he was born in Vieques, and my mother was born in Luquillo, Puerto Rico.
Were any of your brothers or sisters born there?
No, I was the only one of the family.
And where were you born?
In Luquillo, Puerto Rico.
What is the size of your family?
There's seven of us. Seven, two brothers and four sisters.
How many were born in Puerto Rico and how many were born in the U.S.?
Well, from the seven, one was born in Puerto Rico, which was me, and the rest was born here in the United States, Philadelphia.
Why did your parents migrate from Puerto Rico to the United States?
Oh, they figured they'd get a better living facilities and whatnot, because it was bad in them days in Puerto Rico, and they said, come here to work in the farms.
Where did your father work when he was in Puerto Rico?
Well, he worked in the cane fields. Cane fields. Cutting cane.
Do you know where they were located?
Oh, all over Luquillo. All over Luquillo.
Did he work in the cane fields with anybody related to him?
More or less, majority of people there was around the area was related to him, so they all got up early and they all took off for the cane fields.
Who do you think taught him that job?
Oh, he inherited that from the parents from way back, you know.
Does your father speak about his days in the cane field?
Oh, yeah. He speaks very much about it sometimes. Yeah. Recollect the times he used to cut cane.
Does he ever regret coming here and leaving the cane field?
No, he don't regret it. I guess it's obvious, you know, as kids grew up here and everything and whatnot. And it was rough in them cane fields, you know.
When your family was coming over from Puerto Rico, what was the family pattern for coming over? Who came over first or who helped you?
Well, my father came over first. Then he found a job here in the farm picking tomatoes or whatever. And he saved up enough money. And it was only me and my mother, so he sent for us. And from him, many other from our family came, members.
Where did your father come to work at a farm?
Well, I don't know the town, but I know it was in Jersey somewhere. That's all I can recall.
Did you live on a farm when you arrived here?
Yes. So my mother was telling me sometimes how the people from the farm used to be crazy about me. They didn't want to let me go when my father headed for Philadelphia.
What types of people are these? Other workers or
there
the
were,
owners?
No, the owners. The owners, they gave us quarters to live in and whatnot. And I guess when you make it, when you get the money, my father wanted to live somewhere else. He wanted to go to the city.
Aside from the farm, where was the first place that you lived here in the U.S.?
Aside from the farm was here in Philadelphia.
Can you recall where in Philadelphia?
Yeah, around Mount Vernon, Wallace Street, around there.
Do you remember anything about your days back there on Mount Vernon?
All I know, that was pretty rough, you know, coming to the city from Puerto Rico and whatnot, you know. It's pretty rough. That's all I can say.
Have you ever lived in any state aside from New Jersey and Philadelphia?
No.
Do you remember your address on Mount Vernon?
No, I can't. I don't recall because we moved a couple of different places.
How many places do you recall living up in that area?
Oh, I could say about four or five different places, apartments and houses and whatnot.
Do you remember any time back when you were a young kid that you lived in your parents' house with other relatives?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I lived with my cousins in an apartment house with my cousins and my aunts. And they came from Puerto Rico because my father also sent for them after we got here and got established.
Your father helped other relatives come from Puerto Rico?
I would say the whole family, the whole family, my mother's family, most of them.
First they came to live to your father's house.
Yeah.
And then they moved out.
They scattered all over after they got established.
Do you remember as a child ever having to work?
As a child? No, but I remember the hard times as a child, but I never worked. I guess I was too small.
As you grew up, when you were a teenager, do you remember working anywhere?
Oh, I remember working a lot of different places, yes.
For instance?
For instance, I worked in a metal place. I worked in, when I was real very young, I worked selling Enquirers at the corner, you know. And little jobs, odds and ends, used to come up. And every little penny I got, you know, I used to give it to my mother because we didn't have that much money around that time.
Did you help support the family in a way?
In a sense of speaking, yeah, if you want to.
Do you remember any of your other brothers or sisters working?
Oh, no, not really. Once in a while they did, you know, errands for people, you know, around the neighborhood, things like that, pick up a couple of dollars, that's about it.
How old were you when you were selling newspapers?
Oh, I would say about 13, 14, something like that.
Do you remember your father ever having any job while he was in Puerto Rico aside from the sugarcane
job? No.
What do you recall as your father's first job, as far back as you can remember?
As far back as I can remember, as far as me, myself, or?
Your father.
Oh. Well, I remember that he used to work in construction in Morrisville somewhere, and he used to get up, and it'd be cold, and he used to get up and just go, you know, work out there in the cold, construction work.
What year was that?
Oh, I would say that's around the 1956. 56, 55, somewhere around there.
What other jobs do you recall your father having?
The only job I usually knew more or less of was the metal, sheet metal. He used to work in that.
What job does your father have today?
Today he works for the government as a janitor.
Do you recall your mother ever working when you were young?
Oh yeah, I remember. She used to work peeling potatoes in a factory. Yeah.
She peeled potatoes in a factory?
Yeah.
I see. What other jobs did she do?
Sewing in a factory.
Do you? Do you ever recall your mother speaking about the job, any of the jobs?
Oh, yeah. I only recall she used to work in the potatoes. I guess that was her first job here. Whereas it was wet on the ground. We used to get wet, she used to get sick all the time, but we had to survive one way or the other, so she had to go to work, and used to be sick a lot working in the potatoes, but we made it.
Do you remember your mother ever having to stay at a hospital because of this job?
No, but I remember a couple times her missing work because she just couldn't take it no more, and she eventually had to quit to find something better, but she ended up sewing.
How long did your mother work there?
Well, she worked there 2 or 3 years.
What type of a job does your mother have today?
She sews in a factory today.
How does she do on the job sewing?
So she works piecework, and it's, you know, more or less to what she makes now, you know.
How much do you think she makes today?
Well, I'd say approximately around, on average, about 150.
Do you ever recall any of your parents being away from home for long periods of time?
No.
Do you ever recall any of your brothers or sisters being away for long periods of time?
No, we have been close, tucked together.
If you were ever picked up by the police, who would you call?
right now, I would call my wife right now.
When you were living at home, who would you call then?
I would call my my mother.
Why your mother as opposed to your father?
Well, you know how way back, you know, the older people, my father's real rough when it comes to something like that, you know, and he would really come down on me. So I figure my mother's more softer, and she would always get me out if I would get in any trouble.
She wouldn't beat you up?
No, my father would really tear my skin off.
How do you think your parents feel about drugs?
Oh, they really oppose it. They're really against it.
Totally against
it? Totally, yeah. Don't even mention it in front of them.
How do they feel about drinking?
No, same thing.
How do your father or your mother feel about homosexuality?
They're against it 100%.
Do you remember at any time your mother or father or anybody that you knew emphasizing work or education?
To me? Well, they emphasized education to me when I was young. They really tried to push me. But I always wanted to go on my own, so I dropped out of school and went on my own and got a job.
What do you think would have helped you stay in school, if anything?
If anything? I don't know. Maybe if I didn't want to be so independent. My independence, you know, because, you know, you have it so rough and you get older. I guess you want to try to make it on your own.
How long ago after you were out of school did you get married?
About 6-7 months after that.
Do you have any children now?
I have two.
What's the breakdown, sexual breakdown of the children?
Two boys.
And how long have you been married now?
Well, this is my second marriage. Yeah. I've been married now about this is 2 years. 2 years. Exactly today.
May I ask, to whom were you married at first?
At first I was married to an American girl. Negro. She was Deborah Shepherd.
Do you feel that the fact that she was black and American and you were Puerto Rican had anything to do with your marriage breaking up?
Well, in a sense, because like I say, there's always some kind of conflict. One time or the other, there's always some kind of conflict you come into, and we just couldn't come to the point we couldn't take it, you know, accept this at the end, you know, even when we had the child, you know.
And your wife today, what type of relationship do you have with her?
Oh, we're very good friends, you know, and she's a nurse and whatnot, you know, very good friends, no arguments or nothing like that.
What type of a job do you have today?
Today, I'm working in an upholstery shop.
Are you self-employed or...?
Well, I'm more or less self-employed.
Do you have a partnership?
Well, like a silent partner, more or less, you know.
How long have you been in the upholstery business?
This is going on 2 years.
And who takes care of your children for you while you and your wife work?
Well, we have a babysitter. Which is Estelle Ruiz, and she take care of my son, anyway, one of my sons.
From what I understand, you are a member of a religious sect.
Yes.
How long have you been in religion?
Well, I was raised in the religion, more or less, but I happened to fade away from it for a while. And now I've been there about 4 years since I converted again.
Do you think that religion has played an important part in your life?
Oh yeah, it's played a very big part in my life.
Your wife is also in the religion?
Oh yes.
I see. Where do you live today?
Today I live over my parents' house today, 2525 North Lawrence Street.
In general, what do you think about the community? Which way is it going? Is it a good community or bad community?
Well, since I was raised around the community, to me, it's a good community if you're used to the community, you know.
Do you feel that you have the the things that are necessary for a community in terms of schools, hospitals, etc.?
Well, not really. I mean, lack of recreation for the kids, lack of schools around the area. I don't find too many of them. Really, the kids have to go travel on buses to go to school all over, you know. Oh, yeah, you can find many of that. Yeah.
But there are schools near your home.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel that the schools here in Philadelphia are giving your children a proper education?
Well, I would say, I don't know about the public school system because of, I think they push them along, you know.
If you had the choice whether to enroll your children in the public school system or the parochial school systems, which one would you enroll your children in?
Well, to me, I would say a parochial school is more educational-wise, you know, if I really want a good education for my kids.
What do you think are the conditions of the houses in your neighborhood?
Oh, very, very poor. But
do you think that there is anything that anyone, the government, the city of Philadelphia, or anybody can do to help your neighborhood?
I think the government, or even the city, you know, fix all these houses that are really rats and whatever is all in the neighborhood because of these houses. You know, empty, people go in there, kids go play, you know, people can get hurt also.
Do you have many friends in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Are there any friends in your neighborhood today that were your friends in Puerto Rico?
No, because I was 2 years old. I don't hardly remember that far back when I came here.
Are there any neighbors in your neighborhood that were friends of your parents in Puerto Rico?
I presume there's a couple that I really don't know. My parents always tell me that there is a lot of people. He just saw, he might say the other day, like, you know, I see so-and-so, you know, that he used to live next to me around the area in Puerto Rico. Oh, yeah.
Are there any relatives of yours living in your neighborhood?
In my neighborhood? Oh, yeah. My brothers and sisters, yeah.
They live in your neighborhood,
yeah,
also?
Yeah.
What was the reason for you moving into your present neighborhood?
Oh, because I moved into my present neighborhood myself because of where I used to live at before. I used to live in Boulevard, where I felt uncomfortable there. And I don't know, I felt out of place or whatever. So I went back to where I really came from.
You felt that you weren't getting along with the people, or there was something missing in your relationship?
Something was missing in the relationship with people. I couldn't really communicate with them, you know.
What would you say is the racial makeup of your neighborhood?
Puerto Ricans, oh yeah.
The majority?
Majority is Puerto Ricans there.
Puerto Ricans. Do you feel as if you are a part of this neighborhood?
Oh yeah, definitely.
How would you say that you fit into your neighborhood? What role would you play?
Me? As far as, just a neighbor. Neighbor, I would say.
Do you own your home?
No, my parents do.
And your parents live with you at this time?
Yes.
If you had the opportunity to move to another neighborhood, would you move?
Well, not really. I don't know why, but so I have many opportunities to move to different neighborhoods, but I'm always looking for a house around my neighborhood.
Why do you like this neighborhood aside from the fact that you have schools and so on?
More or less, not the point that I'm prejudiced, nothing like that. It's just that I feel comfortable that I'm with the surroundings of my people, you know, Puerto Ricans. And I don't know if that sounds prejudiced, but it's just something that I feel, you know. I don't have nothing against no other race or nothing.
Definitely, that's the way I feel.
You know.
How many times have you traveled back to Puerto Rico since you first arrived here?
Well, I was dying to go to Puerto Rico since I was born. I never either didn't have the money or didn't have the opportunity, but it's been 2 years now since I went there for the first time.
And how many times have you gone altogether?
One, just one time.
Do you ever plan to return to Puerto Rico and live there permanently?
I don't know. I really never gave that no thought, really.
Do your parents ever speak about returning to
Puerto
Rico?
Oh, yeah. My father, sometimes he sit down and he says, right now, he would give anything just to, you know, if he could. If he didn't have all his family, his job here, just to go live under a coconut tree, you know. He's satisfied with that, just to go to Puerto Rico, to live there.
Do you know many people who feel that way?
Oh, yeah, I know many people that feel that way and really, you know, went on and did it and left.
If you could make the choice again, would you have come to the United States?
If I could make the choice again? I guess I would say yeah to that. Yes.
Would you be content with living in the United States for the rest of your life?
Right now? I'm not the way that my parents sometimes talk about Puerto Rico, really. You know, not to be conflicting with my earlier statement, but, you know, the way my parents talk to me about Puerto Rico, the way it was, I figure more now. I would love to go back to stay there.
What was your first job as an adult?
My first job as an adult was punch press machine, working a punch press machine.
And how many jobs have you had since then?
Oh, I had quite a few. I had 5 or 6 different jobs.
Did you receive any type of training for your present job?
Oh, yes.
Where did you receive this
training? At the same place where I'm at.
On the job?
On job training, yeah.
Who taught you this job?
Mr. Cruz, Samuel Cruz.
Is he related to you or is he well acquainted
with
you?
He's well acquainted with me.
How were you able to get your first job as an adult?
Through a friend of mine, you know, an American friend of mine here. He was a foreman there and he took me straight in and got hired right away.
Are you or have you ever been a union member?
Oh yeah, I've been a union member when I worked at Joseph H. Cohen and Sons clothing manufacturer.
How long ago was that?
That was about 2 years back.
What is your opinion about unions?
Unions right now? I don't know, but to me, unions seems like they're destroying the country. To me, that's my opinion, you know. Every time I turn around, it's a strike, you know.
Were any of your jobs ever considered dangerous?
Well, I'd say the first one I had was really dangerous, and it really had an effect in my life, the first job.
Which one was that?
Working in a punch press.
What? What aspect of it was dangerous?
Because I've working there, you know, trying to make a living, I lost a finger on the machine.
Which finger was that?
My left hand index finger.
Do you feel anything towards that company because of this?
Not really, because the company really went out of business after that, you know, after that happened.
Did you receive any type of compensation?
Oh, yeah. They gave me workman's compensation, plus we settled out of court, you know, and we got a couple $1,000 out of it.
Were you satisfied with that settlement?
Well, at the time I was. Now I'm not, you know, because...
What is the longest period of time that you've held any job?
Well, I would say between 1975.
What job was that?
Working at Joseph H. Cohen and Sons.
For what reasons have you ever left a job or been fired?
I've never been fired. I left the job maybe because of lack of work. Other than that, I can't recall nothing.
How about better wages or better conditions?
I left a couple jobs, yes, that maybe I had for a month or so for better wages or something like that.
Do you think that you can quote the amount of money that you make today?
Today? Well, I would say I make about an average about 175 a week.
Do you think that this is sufficient for yourself, your wife, and your two children?
Oh, yes, because it helps me because my wife is working also.
What do you feel would help you to move up in your job or make a higher income?
Well, what would help me is to learn more of the trade better. You know, really get involved into the trade.
Are any of your co-workers related to you in any way?
No.
Did any of your parents or teachers ever influence you to work?
Oh, yes. My parents always told me, if you don't go to school, go to work. I always kept that in mind, you know. I didn't like school, so I said I went to work. I've always been a working person.
You went directly from school to work?
Yes.
Would you say that you left school to go to work?
Yes.
At this point, how do you get to work?
At this point, I drive to work.
How far do you estimate your job to be from home?
Well, I'd say about 3 or 4 miles.
How close is your church to your home?
Oh, that I would say about 3 squares.
And how close is the nearest hospital to your home?
Well, the children's hospital is a block away. And the hospital in general is about 6 or 7 blocks away.
If you had the opportunity, would you switch from your present job?
Right now? Oh, yes.
What job would you prefer?
Collar job. Collar.
Have you ever been discriminated in any way?
No, the only way I would say as far as education-wise.
Have you ever been denied a place to live?
No.
You don't feel that you've ever been denied any job because of the fact that you're Puerto Rican?
Well, you know, come to think of it, a couple of jobs, yeah, maybe. I probably have been because, and they didn't hire me, but they did hire the next guy, which had the same education as I had, you know, and he was American.
Do you think education plays an important part?
And nowadays, not really, because now they have a lot of bilingual programs coming out, you know, and that gives me a lot of opportunity to go into.
Do you know anybody who's ever been discriminated against?
Oh, I know a couple of people, yeah. That really come to me and told me about this.
Have you ever had any conflict with the police?
Oh, as a minor, yeah.
What happened then?
Playing hooky from school, more or less playing hooky from school, not going to school and whatnot.
What would you do on the days that you played hooky?
Well, maybe when I was younger, burglarized a couple houses.
You said burglarized?
Yeah.
What motivated you to burglarize?
More or less the neighborhood, you know.
Kids, friends,
you know. You know, start drinking, you know, have nothing better to do. I mean, what does a kid do when he plays hooky, you know?
Do you feel that this is a problem today in our neighborhood?
Yes, it still is, yeah.
Do you have any ideas on how this can be changed?
Oh, yes. Well, more or less the problem today is as far as kids that's on drugs, you know. And those are the really guys that really have to support this habit. And, you know, to support a habit, you have to come up with some money. And the only means they have, they can't work. So they burglarize houses. I don't know, I feel as though they should give them programs for the neighborhood, you know. They won't have to go out there or give them the drug free if they know they're drug addicts.
Has your home ever been burglarized?
Right now, my parents' house, yes. It's been burglarized maybe twice in, I say that's not bad for 13 years we've been living there.
As a child, do you ever recall your parents telling you any stories from their childhood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I recall.
Do you recall any right now that you can tell me about?
Oh, I recall when my father used to go to school, and he used to tell me how the kids used to playing around with rocks, like throwing rocks at each other in school, and he wasn't that good in school, you know. He still told me about the fights he used to have in school in Puerto Rico, which to him today seems like fun, you know, when it says them, you know.
Do you remember any stories that they might have told you about other relatives or about events that occurred in the neighborhood?
In Puerto Rico? Yes. Well, my grandmother sometimes tells me because she has Indian in her, you know, part Indian in Puerto Rico. And she tells me how the Spaniards used to treat Puerto Ricans very, very bad. She tells me how the Puerto Ricans before, you know, they used to really chop at the Puerto Rican Spaniards, used to chop at the Puerto Ricans machetes, you know. And, you know, a lot of terrible stories she used to tell me what was really going on in Puerto Rico. You know, I used to love to hear them because she really knows a lot.
How old is your grandmother?
Oh, she's about 88, something like that.
Do you recall any cures or medicinal herbs that your parents might have mixed or your grandmother?
Oh, yeah. I've seen my grandmother use it on my father a couple of times. You know.
Do you know what is in the mixture?
No. She takes more or less a cup. I put a lamp in and put a penny on top of it. And she puts it on top of the person because he has air inside. And it really gets the air out, you know. And it's full of gas or whatever. It gets it out. It can't get it out.
Have you ever seen her do anything else?
I've seen her, somebody has fever or something. She used to, when we were small, they used to tell me she used to put urine on us, you know, to get the fever down. And they say they really worked.
Do you know how she mixed the urine?
I know she takes some kind of herbs, so I really don't know. And she mixes it and puts it on the person.
Have you ever visited a botanica?
A botanica.
That's where they sell little bottles, different colored bottles, and the espiritistas usually sell people.
No, I never visited them.
Do you believe in saints or spiritualism?
I believe in spiritualism.
What can you tell me about spiritualism? Any experiences that you've had or heard?
Well, I've experienced that I've accepted Christ as my Savior and really changed my life completely from this is something, like I say, this person I really have to feel in the life, and it changed me from a bum that I was, drinking every day, smoking pot, you know, going out and staying out at night and whatever, you know, not getting no sleep, you know. Now I'm at ease now, you know.
Have you ever met a spiritualist?
Not directly. And when I'm sleeping or something, I have like in dreams, you know, because I don't believe you can really. I don't really think that the actual eye can see it awake, you know.
What holidays do you observe?
I don't observe none of them.
Do you observe Christmas?
No.
Do you observe any of the Puerto Rican holidays?
As far as, not specifically.
What church do you attend?
Church of God, Seventh Day.
How often do you attend?
I'll say approximately around 3 times a week.
Do you use any form of transportation on your way to church?
No, I'll take my car.
Yeah. What type of music do you like?
I like soft music.
Classically?
Classical mixture, you know, soft, classical. Doesn't make no difference as long as it's soft music. I used to like rock, but I don't like it as much, unless it's soft rock, you know.
That soft music, is it the same in English as in Spanish?
No, in Spanish I like any kind of music in Spanish, you know. But as far as American music, I like soft American music, mellow music. You know.
Have you bought any record albums lately?
No, it's been quite a while since I bought any.
Do you have any record albums at home?
No, because I sold them, the ones I have.
Do you play an instrument?
No, just the congas. Yeah.
Do you write any poetry or any songs or anything of that sort?
No.
What types of foods are cooked in your house?
Oh, rice and beans with chicken and beef, you know, eggs, mainly the common Spanish Puerto Rican dish.
Do you remember what you ate yesterday?
Yes, plátanos.
How were they cooked?
They were boiled, I guess, yeah.
Boiled plátanos?
Yeah.
In terms of combination of other vegetables?
Plátanos, there was pana, you know, and viandas, you know.
Do you eat out often?
No, I often eat at home.
Do you know any Puerto Ricans who are married to people other than Puerto Rican?
Oh yes, my sister, she's one. She's married to a Dominican. No.
What do you feel about interracial marriage?
Oh, I experienced it, you know. Really, you know, if you really understand each other, you know, if you have a understanding, you really know each other, you really have to know each other, though, to really try to make it work, because it's pretty rough. Because you have people looking at you constantly, you know, and it's rough.
You believe that you're always in the public view?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you think that they can succeed?
Oh, yes.
What language is usually spoken in your home?
Oh, Spanish.
Do your children speak Spanish?
No. One is 1 year and a half. He don't even speak at all that much. Well, the other one speaks plain English. He was never taught Spanish.
Do you plan on teaching your children Spanish?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Would you say everyone in your house is bilingual at this point?
At this point, yeah.
Which language are they most fluent in?
Well, I would say more fluent in English, you know, because I was born here, more or less. You know, when I came here, I was only 20 years old, and you know, what can you remember from Puerto Rico?
Do your parents speak?
Oh, yeah. That's how we picked up the Spanish, from our parents.
What do you think is one of the problems that most Puerto Ricans face when they come to the U.S.?
Well, I feel as though the major problem is the language barrier that they have, you know. They come here to the United States, you know, and the first thing they have to do is get on welfare, you know, because they don't have the opportunity because of they don't know no English here, and you know, people won't hire them, you know. Sure, they might get a job, but have to be by somebody really, you know, close, that really knows the boss or something. That's the only way you can really get a job. And, you know, people look at the Puerto Ricans today because of their on welfare or something. They say, oh, they come here to get on welfare. That's not right. See, I feel as though if they have the opportunities, I'm pretty sure the Puerto Ricans would work, you know, because I know a lot of people that, many people that come to me and say, you know, I don't know why they don't hire me, because maybe I don't speak the English. I know that. That's the first thing they say. And how are they going to have income? You know, they have to, you know, have some kind of income from somewhere. So the only place they go is welfare, you know. And that's about the only thing I can think of, you know. I feel as though there should be more opportunity here, or more doors open one way or the other for the, not bilingual, as we say, but as a Spanish-speaking only, you know, that comes directly from Puerto Rico. Thank you.
You know that most Puerto Ricans believe that this country, the best thing there is, that there are streets of gold and lights are made out of silver and that type of a story. Do you think most Puerto Ricans are misinformed or don't know what they're getting into when they come to the U.S.?
Well, when they come here, I mean, this is what everybody claims, you know, but as soon as they come here, I see many of them want to go back. Because, like I said, the Puerto Rican is the majority of Puerto Ricans, if you really take a census, are working people. They really work, and they work hard, you know. They come here, they figure, you know, they can get a job. They don't get a job. In this country, you starve. You can starve because you want to starve, really, you know, in the sense that because there's welfare that helps you. But Puerto Ricans, they have no choice but to get on welfare. No job, what are you going to do, you know? But they're really mistaken, you know?
Do you think that the federal government should help or is helping at this point?
Only, like I said, in the welfare program. They are helping the Puerto Ricans that are here established already, yes. But how about the Puerto Ricans that come from Puerto Rico directly here? They've never been here before.
And have to adjust.
And have to adjust to this, you know? They have no way of living, you know?
Do you know that there is a practice in the welfare department where if you as a male would apply for welfare, there's a greater chance of you not receiving as opposed to your wife going there and say that she's living alone with her children, and then there's a greater chance of her receiving it? Are you aware of this?
I'm not specifically. I've been aware of it. I've heard from a couple people, not too many. They don't, in other words, they just do things. They don't specify to me.
Have you heard of anybody or any women that have had to say that their husbands are not living in the house so that they could receive welfare?
Oh, yeah. I've been across this, yeah.
Do you feel that this is right?
To me, there's been many times where the husband's not working. I find it hard to get a job because of the language barrier, yeah. Right? Now, the wife goes and she goes tells the welfare department that my husband is home with me and we're not working. First thing what they're gonna say, he can work. We can't give you no welfare because he can work. So you have no other alternative but to tell him that your husband is not there. This is what a lot of people tell me, you know. And sure, the man of the house there, he can work. He's physically able. But what about the people that won't hire the man? Then what?
You think that the welfare department should take this under consideration whether the man can work as opposed to whether if the man can find a job?
Oh, yeah. Definitely just to take it under consideration because I feel he's physically enabled. It's not the point of me being more or less qualified for the job because you can, I'm pretty sure there's many jobs out here, I can go out here and get squeezed and doing anything. But today, I mean, if you don't know English, they won't hire you unless you really know somebody in there. You know, I can't, if I just came to Puerto Rico, I can't go no place right now and go and try to get a job because they won't give it to me.
Do you think that at this point there is a lack of personnel, especially bilingual personnel, who help you in government offices and government positions?
Oh, definitely. Just not only that, you know, especially on everything, not in general.
Do you think that there is a problem when, for instance, you walk into a hospital, an emergency ward, and there is no one there that can speak English or Spanish, for that matter?
Well, listen, I had an experience the other day. I had to go to a clinic where 90% is Spanish, the neighborhood. Where 4th and Gerard. I went in there. Every time a Spanish person had to come up to try to get information, they had to call through the microphone and interpreter. Well, I feel as though there's qualified Spanish people, speaking people, bilingual, that can fulfill them jobs. Yet and still they don't have them. I feel as though they should have people there where they don't have to be calling on the mic for one interpreter.
Do you feel that this in itself is a form of discrimination against Puerto Ricans?
What else can you tell me?
David, I'm very glad that you were able to give me this interview, and I thank you very much.
I thank you, and it's been a pleasure.